Catherine Egan Kellerman began her new job Tuesday as the CEO of the Port Authority of Allegheny County. The transit agency has a lot on its plate, from a proposal to build a bus rapid transit link to devising a cashless fare enforcement system that doesn't profile certain riders. She replaced David Donahoe, who served 7 months as interim CEO. Kellerman comes from the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority in Tampa, which has one-fifth the number of riders as the Port Authority. Allegheny County Chief Executive Rich Fitzgerald told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin he was impressed with Kellerman's innovative approach to transit.
The former permanent CEO, Ellen McLean, was an internal hire. This time, you did look outside the agency. Why so?
First of all, Catherine is a transportation person. She has a national reputation. And I think, you know, you want somebody who's really versed in planning and transportation. And the model we used was really the airport. We wanted to get somebody like what Christina Kasotis has done at the airport to really take the organization to the next level. There's a lot of new technology out there that's around transportation, obviously in Pittsburgh, around autonomous vehicles that are being tested and developed and done right here. We could be part of that. Traffic 21 that CMU has been dealing with smart signaling and communication between vehicles. I think there's a new way we can move forward with our smartphones and how to pay and how to get from point A to point B. And I think we're going to be able to see transit, which is such a major component of our economic development strategy, work with Catherine, working with everybody in the community.
Do you have any concerns about the difference in the size of the transit agency, the one that she's coming from compared to the Port Authority?
I think everything Catherine has done, working in the Baltimore system, working in the Tampa system, working in the industry for her entire career, sets her up in a very good way to come to a city that's heading in a very positive way, almost ready to take to the next level. And I think Catherine's is a perfect example. She's ready to go to the next level in her career, as is Allegheny County. So I think it's a perfect fit.
When we talked last month, I asked you about your priorities for 2018. And right at the top, you mentioned transportation opportunities, improvements. What have you shared with Ms. Kellerman regarding what you would like to see in 18 and well beyond?
In talking to Catherine, it's about working with the community. It's a part of an economic development and community development strategy. It's about improving the quality of life. It's not the only thing out there to do that, but it's a piece. It's a component of transit-oriented development.
There were some changes last year, the switch to a one-zone fare system and steps toward a cashless fare system on the light rail, plus proposed enforcement of payment on the light rail, which became controversial, critics saying that armed police would be enforcing it. Where do you stand on it? Will she reevaluate what has already been put out there?
Well, first of all, nothing's been implemented as of yet, but we really want to rely on Catherine and let her come in, let her talk to folks in the community, let her get a sense of what policies make sense, and then she will be working with the Port Authority Board and implementing policies that make sense.
Could it be almost a start from scratch?
Some of the things that are in place that make sense, you want to use them and you want to build upon them. Maybe some of the things that are outdated or obsolete, you want to move into a different direction. So that's why we brought someone like Catherine in, who can really bring best practices from what she's used in her, you know, former job and what she's seen around the country, how they pay their fares and how they collect their fares and how they enforce things.
But you hear what people are saying, or at least the fears they're expressing, that certain people will be targeted.
Absolutely not. We are not going to be selectively targeting people based on their ethnicity or based on physical appearance, those type of things. I hope nobody gets the sense that we're going to be, or the Port Authority is going to be, trying to target certain people, because that's not the interest. The interest is to make transportation better. The interest is to make more people connected to the opportunities that are out there and are starting to occur in Allegheny County.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Allegheny County Chief Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.